Hello, this is David Noble in Dalgety Bay. Welcome to Radio EduTalk. This evening, I'm delighted to welcome to the show Jeff Leask, who is the Chief Executive of Young Enterprise Scotland. And tonight's show is entitled Walking the Walk of Enterprise. If you have a question or a comment for Jeff, and this is a pre-recorded show, by the way, you can get in touch in two ways, and we'll pass your questions or comments on to Jeff. You can email edutalker, that's edutalkr, at hotmail.co.uk, or you can pop something on Twitter and include the hashtag edutalk. So welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you very much, David. Delighted to be here.
And it'd be great if you could start off by hearing a bit about your kind of background to your career, Jeff, and then a little about your present role.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey to get here to be Chief Exec at Young Enterprise Scotland. Having left school at 17, I disappeared off and travelled the world in the Merchant Navy, carrying bananas around the world, and then latterly chemicals, before the natural step from there into becoming a self-employed publican and restaurateur in the Scottish Borders for a number of years, probably 10 years. And then from there, another natural step into working with an organisation called the Prince's Scottish Youth Business Trust for 14 years, where I first had my first taste of working in the charitable sector, inspiring young people to set up in business through that trust. And then the last 3 years, I've probably been really, really exciting times working with Young Enterprise Scotland, working with the young people from the age of 5 right the way through to 30 in primary, secondary and tertiary education, inspiring them through practical learning by doing enterprise activities. So it's been a varied journey, but a very enjoyable journey.
And what is the kind of main priorities then for your organisation in terms of working with young people in Scotland?
The priorities haven't really changed. I mean, the charity Young Enterprise Scotland has been around since 1992 as a standalone charity in Scotland, so that's 25 years, if I'm not mistaken. And the mission's always remained the same, to inspire young people to learn and succeed through practical learning by doing enterprise activities, whether that's a one-day initiative or a month-long initiative or the most famous program, the most well-known program that we have, the company program, which is where groups of S5, S6 students run a real company for a full curricular year from August right the way through until June. So the missions remain the same. It's very much focused on, as I've said already, practical learning by doing. It's about the skills that are developed, whether that's resilience, whether that's handling difficult situations, communication skills, all these things that young people are going to need as they take the next step in life, whether it's into further higher education or into the world of work.
And obviously we've got the developing the young workforce agenda in Scotland. We have some international listeners, Jeff, so can you tell us how the present work of Young Enterprise Scotland interfaces with that particular agenda?
Well, the developing young workforce agenda is very important to the work that we do at Young Enterprise Scotland. If you look at the career education standards and the entitlements of young people within those standards, and the fact of the I can statements that are enclosed within there, there's a huge or a significant emphasis put on enterprise and the skills that are developed through enterprise activities. And I think it's a case now, and it's more widely recognised that the skills that you develop through practical learning by doing enterprise activities are not just those that you will benefit from if you go on to set up your own business in the future, but they're very much skills that are vitally important to any young person to take into the workplace in the future. So it's not a case anymore of in a classroom, hands up if you're going to set up your own business, therefore you shall go down the corridor and engage in enterprise activity, it should be very much activities that are engaged in by all.
And is there an international angle to your work? I'd read recently that there was some opportunities for young people to develop their skills in a kind of African context.
You're spot on there. I'm actually just sat here just putting the final touches to a promotional piece of literature that will go get hit the shelves in the next week, that will launch at our Festival of Youth Enterprise at Hampden Park, and that's a collaboration with between Young Enterprise Scotland and an Edinburgh-based organisation called Challenges Worldwide. And Challenges Worldwide facilitates a programme called ICS, International Citizen Service, and it's where the programme takes 18 to 25-year-olds from the UK to volunteer within African small to medium-sized enterprises in Ghana, Uganda, Rwanda, and Zambia. And the recognition from Young Enterprise Scotland and Challenges Worldwide was that the skills that are developed naturally through taking part in Young Enterprise Scotland company programme would be very much those that would be able to be harnessed and further enhanced and developed through some more practical activities. And so we sort of had an informal partnership about a year ago. We made a bit of a presentation to some young people, and I'm delighted to say that we've got in the first year, in the pilot year, we've found three young people who have come through the Young Enterprise Scotland company programme. Two of which are currently working in Rwanda at the moment with two enterprises, and we're due to catch up with them when they return, and they're using their case study as a showcase to really highlight this opportunity for other young people as they progress through the programme. And it's not necessarily that they have to go straight from the programme out to do it. One has completed university and then gone, and the other one's done it before he's gone off to university. So it's great to see the fruits of that collaboration coming together.
And you mentioned there about the upcoming festival, this Festival of Youth Enterprise. Now, this show's going out at the end of May, some 6 or 7 days before the actual event, Jeff. So it'd be interesting to kind of hear what it's all about, what would be of interest to maybe teachers who are listeners to EduTalk, and also whether it's still possible to get along to this event.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's an exciting time for us. It's a busy time. We've always had the programme I mentioned before, the company programme has always had a showcase awards final where 15 companies from all across Scotland came together and competed for the national title over a day in Glasgow. And when we completed that, our final last year in June in Glasgow, the team and I said, that's great, but we can do a lot more to showcase the work and the programmes and the opportunities that are available for young people across the age spectrum, across the ability spectrum, and across the geography, so we decided to become entrepreneurial ourselves. We decided to walk the walk of enterprise, and we went and booked Hampden for 2 days, and then went out to try and find young people to attend and find sponsors to support that. And we're now, I think, less than a week away to the 5th and 6th of June at Hampden Park. Day one, we should have over 400 S1 to S3s, mainly from Glasgow, Renfrewshire and East Renfrewshire, coming along. We've got about 25 organisations showcasing opportunities for young people beyond the school gates and colleges of further education, universities, employers, other partner organisations that exist to support young people within not just the enterprise arena, but perhaps a STEM arena, that sort of stuff. We've got a wonderful keynote speaker who has been on Dragon's Den. He's only 25, and he's successful in Dragon's Den. We've got a lovely and very good host from STV, Rachel McTavish, over the 2 days. And then we've got the Deputy First Minister and Cabinet Secretary for Education, Mr Swinney, coming along on day one. So it's a jam-packed 2 days, lots going on. We couldn't have done it without the wonderful help we've had from key sponsors, key supporters, other organisations. It's exciting times. Looking forward to it very much.
As we get into the kind of second half of the show, Jeff, but I'm interested to hear you speak about, you know, your own kind of motivations for continuing to work in this particular line of education. You know, you've obviously alluded to it at the start of the show that you've got great experience in other areas, but what is it that drives you on, and what is it about the future that kind of excites you in this field?
There's a number of things that excite me in this field. The first and foremost is when you see the impact that you can have on young people's outlook, their aspirations in life, their ability to look further afield, to join the dots. So the young people that we engage with are always a key motivator to me, and We have some programs where we work with those who are are falling out on the periphery of mainstream education, where they find school life challenging. And we have a centre at Looking Round Park where we run a series of pathway programs for those young people. And when you can see a young person whose attendance in mainstream education is circa 20%, and then they come along to you for a 10-week program 3 days a week, and their attendance record is 90%+, and you see them moving on to the next step in their journey, where it's possibly a place at college that they wouldn't have anticipated, or an apprenticeship that they wouldn't have anticipated. That's the real motivation for me. I think it's getting a sense of how we can improve the line of sight of the achievements of young people through enterprise education, and the enterprise education is something that's for all and not just for a few. That's what drives me forward in the main. The second motivator to me is very much round about the greater we can do when we work collectively and collaboratively. So it's not about saying, enterprise is our niche and it's only us that will work in this niche. It's very much about us working in our space and saying, well, if we collaborate here with the science and engineering club that's running down the corridor, what a greater experience it will be for those young people. So it's very much about being more collaboratively and collectively, and that will only help the first part about doing more for the young people. So these are the two main things that drive me forward.
And I'm wondering about teachers in Scotland then, if they're wanting to find out more information, or maybe they worked with yourselves, a few years ago. I know that was the case for me, but I've not really, just with kind of one change in role, it's something that I maybe need to start looking at again. But, in terms of other events, or in terms of networks and of course web resources, where would people go to reacquaint themselves with your organisation or find out for the first time?
Yeah, well, I would say the best place, probably the first port of call, would be the website, and for most of the information that you need in the first instance, we'll find there. So that's yesyes.org.uk. And you can learn a lot about what we do there. I think one of the key strengths of the Enterprise Scotland is that it is a Scotland-wide organisation. So there's a local area team of volunteers. If you're in the Shetland Islands, or if you're in Dumfries and Galloway, you're not a million miles away from somebody who's already supporting Enterprise Scotland. And I think it's critical to say that we we couldn't achieve what we achieve without the wonderful support that we get from over 600 volunteers from the very north to the very south of Scotland. So you're not too far away. And if anybody has any questions, there's a good there's a multiple routes through the website to get in touch if it's very specific, whether you're looking for advice on program delivery, or if you want to get involved as a volunteer, or if you're looking to get some free resources at FAIR, then very happy to help you with all of that.
Can you say a bit more then about the roles of the volunteers? I would assume that they help in numerous ways.
Yeah, but we definitely couldn't do what we do without volunteers. And if for example you think of the company programme, which had just over about 2,100 and so many young people from S6 started that programme this year from the north to the south, east and west of Scotland. Like each one of those companies that was formed, and I think there was about 204 or 205 companies formed across the schools, each of those was allocated a business volunteer, and he or she would come in and be the advisor to that company, and they would help out. Some companies have multiple advisors, and I know they do that quite successfully in some of the more remote areas so that they can involve more people. And those volunteers give hours and hours of support. And I think from a teaching perspective, it also helps cement one of the key objectives of the developing young workforce, where schools should have more business school partnerships. So you might find that the school develops a good relationship with a certain local area company that wants to get involved and provide volunteers to the school. So those volunteers do a huge amount of work for us, and they're in and out of the schools to support the young people on a weekly or fortnightly basis.
Jeff, it's been absolutely fantastic having you on Radio Edutalk this evening, and I really appreciate you taking time out. Is there any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with in terms of engagement with your organisation or the kind of wider context that we're all working in and what we're all aiming towards?
Well, I think the last part you made, the last point you made, David, is very, very important, that we all see ourselves working together in that wider context. Young Enterprise Scotland, for it being a significant organisation in size, is still a small part in that wheel or that big circle, and it's about us helping out where we can help out and bringing in other people to help out where they can add value. And it's really just to emphasise the point that, you know, we've been doing this for 25 years, and if somebody wants to get in touch and ask me something, if I don't know the answer, I'm pretty sure I'll know somebody else that will know the answer and be able to point me in the right direction, whether it's support from us or whether it's support from somebody else. And just to wish all your listeners a great day ahead and a week ahead, and if anybody wants to pop along to the Festival of Youth Enterprise, then please drop me a line and I'll do my best to facilitate that on the 5th and 6th of June.
That's great, Jeff. Thanks again. Best wishes to you and your staff, and we would extend a warm welcome for you to come on to Radio Edutalk again in the future. So thanks again.
Thank